Episode 3325, God's Got a Gripe with Your Grip.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, enjoying some good basketball, and maybe you've got some tennis and some other things you're watching. Hopefully you're spending time with family and friends, and also your relationship with your Heavenly Father, because as we know, God's got big plans for you, and God's got a gripe with your grip. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just so you know, we are still in the midst of having our TV show. It's so exciting. We're on traditional TV broadcast. You can also watch us on pray.com, the app. And that's very exciting because all of our TV shows are housed there. And we're working right now on our website where we will be uploading all of the shows and eventually, yes, to YouTube, because I know some of you have been requesting that. But we wanted to leave it to traditional TV in honor of those who are supporting us. So it's very exciting times. And I know life can get a little bit crazy, right? Because when we're all caught up in the busyness of modern life, it's easy to fall into the trap of wanting to control every aspect of your existence, right? You want everything to be just right, perfect, in its place. The desire for control, though, can hold you back from your purpose. It can actually shelter what God has in store for you. Have you ever thought that God's got a gripe with your grip? Because it may make you feel good to meticulously plan your schedule and to meticulously keep everything in order and to curate your social media persona and exactly what you do and who you want to become. But unfortunately, we do really like control. We try to do it all the way we want to, especially when we have no control over what happens to us in our everyday. So we hold on tighter. That grip, oh man, it's hard to let go. But you see, this is the thing. What happens when this desire for control becomes a barrier to your relationship with God? What happens when you're sheltered from what God wants from you versus what you want for yourself? Maybe you haven't even given it a second thought. Who would think God would care about your desire to control? Well, God does care. He really does. And he desires for you to walk by faith, not by sight. And in doing so, that's when we truly comprehend how to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. Such a beautiful verse, filled with very poignant, direct commands to a degree, action points that say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. But if you've got a grip on your life and you're not willing to let go, is that trusting in God? Because you see, control is the barrier between you and surrendering to what God desires for you. It's that huge brick wall. And for some of us, maybe it's the Empire State Building. Maybe it's the biggest mountain ever. Maybe it's Mount Everest for you. Do you really want to get in the way of what God has for you? Think about that for just a moment. Do you really want to get in the way of God's blessings for you? Do you really want to get in the way where God says, I don't want you going over here. I need you to shift over here. I want you to pivot because I know what's best. But you see, if you've got a grip on your life, and you're so meticulous at your planning and saying, this is what I've got to do, and every step I take is all planned out, are you leaving any room for God? Because if you keep holding on tight to what you want, you won't be able to see what God wants for you. I'm telling you, God's got a gripe with your grip. So at some point, you must relinquish control and let go of what's not yours to hold on to. And I know it's hard because as human beings, The one thing we want to do in our life is to feel like we have control. But your divine path can only be realized if you let God lead. You know, Easter's around the corner and we're in the season of Lent right now. And I can't help but think of Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. My friend, you accepting Jesus Christ as your risen Lord and Savior opens up the doors of what's possible. Because with God, nothing is impossible. But there's one thing that's going to stand in your way. That one thing, what do you think it is? You know it. It's control. God's got a gripe with your grip. So when are you going to let go? When are you going to see what he is creating for you? What time of day will you meet him face to face to understand his plans, not yours? When will you get on your knees and say, Lord, I want what you want, not what I want? At what point will you let your dreams die so God's heavenly plans for you can thrive? How are you going to lead your life well if you don't let God in? God's got a gripe with your grip. So set your mind on things above, not earthly things, not the things that say, oh yeah, this makes me feel good in the moment. Create your now with God in your everyday, living authentically God's way, not your way. Find peace that passes all understanding, not in what you know, but in whose you are. My friend, God loves you. And he wants what's best for you. So stop building the mountains. Stop trying to control your Mount Everest. Let God in. Let him lead the way so you can live, love, and impact. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.